Thank you, Veronica. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I will be honest with you that I used to go to bars to try and meet people.
You've curtailed that quite a bit, though, since you've gotten married. And that's very cool of you.
Very cool of me?
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
But, you know, that used to be the place where you'd go to meet people was at a bar. Well, now you have various apps like Tinder, and that's really the only one I know of because I... Aren't there more? Is there Grindr?
Yep.
That sounds dirty.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, there are apps where you can kind of meet someone or talk to someone and then make arrangements to meet them perhaps at a bar or a restaurant. So I saw this on Twitter, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Right now in England, say you're on this date, and it's not going well. Maybe he seems really nice, but all of a sudden he turns a little bit, and he's being a little abusive, or something's just not quite right. There is a way that you can get help, and it's called Ask for Angela. And on the line with us right now is Haley Child. Are you the woman behind this Ask Angela? Ask for Angela?
Yes, I am. Yep.
All right. So basically, it's a poster that is in the bathroom with the hashtag no more. And tell us some of the things that are on the poster.
Okay, so on the poster, it's quite light and it's not there to scare anyone. And the idea is that somebody's saying to you, "Hi, I'm Angela. If you're on a date and it's not going too well, just come to the bar and ask for Angela." So Angela is supposed to be the code word that will let the bar staff know that you need some help. And then the idea is that the bar staff will help you any way they can. So whether that's get you out the back exit or order you a taxi or even go over and speak to your date and ask them to leave. So that's the idea behind it.
So it's there as a protection. Here's what it says. Hi, I'm Angela, and this is a poster that's in the bathroom. Are you on a date that isn't working out? Do you feel like you're not in a safe situation? Is your Tinder or POF date not who they said they were on their profile? Does it all feel a bit weird? If so, go to the bar and ask for Angela. The bar staff will know you need some help getting out of your situation. They'll call you a taxi or help you out discreetly without too much fuss.
That's a great idea.
Because that would be a problem, too, if, you know, sir, you know, this isn't going well. I think maybe we should leave. That might escalate to a worse situation.
Well, that was my thinking behind it, you know, because you don't always know who you're going to meet until you meet them. You don't know how they're going to respond. Some people have suggested, oh, well, why don't they just get hold of their phone and text their friend or call their friend? Well, some people might not respond very well to you picking up your phone and playing with your phone while you're supposed to be on a date with them. So the idea of this is that you can actually go up to the bar and make it look as normal as possible and get that help and support there and then and not have to wait on someone to come and collect you.
Haley, it sounds like you may have had an unsavory episode or two, and that's what led to this. Is that kind of the story behind this?
No, actually, I've been very lucky. But I've had a few friends who have gone on dates before, and it's turned out to not be the person they thought it was. And so it came from that as well. Just thinking back to my friends, and what I'd like to think is that wherever my friends were, whatever bar they were in, they knew they could get that support from the bar staff.
And you, sexual violence and abuse strategy coordinator, the Ask for Angela posters are part of the council's wider hashtag No More campaign. And basically, you guys are out to promote a culture change in relation to sexual violence, abuse, promote services in Lincolnshire, and empower victims to make a decision on whether to report incidents. There's a website if people want more information. It's lincolnshire.gov.uk/no more. Now, Haley, I saw this on Twitter. This has been retweeted. This poster has been retweeted hundreds of thousands of times. Any chance that this is going to spread out and not just be happening in England?
Yes, I've actually been contacted by quite a few partners across the country. I've also been contacted by the police in Australia. I've been contacted by people in Canada, in the US, and also Lithuania. So I've been sharing the poster with them as well, taking off our hashtag no more, so they can actually put their own mark on it, but use the main content of the poster. So I'm hoping it will go worldwide. It's so simple, and if it means that it'll make people feel more safe, then I'm for that.
I know this will sound like I'm kidding. Trust me, I'm not. Is there a male equivalent to this?
Well, actually, this is not just for females. In Lincolnshire, we actually have the posters in male toilets as well.
You do.
So I think a lot of newspapers and magazines have reported that it's just for females, but it's actually not.
Why Angela? How come you came up with the name Angela? What's the meaning behind that?
Well, there were two strands to this. So my best friend's friend was murdered by her husband, and she'd experienced a lot of domestic abuse in the lead up to that. And her name was Angela Crompton. So I took the name Angela initially from that. And when I spoke to other people about using the name Angela, they raised with me that, you know, it sounds very much like guardian angel. So it kind of fell well with people. So I kept it.
Good. That's a good reason.
This is an amazing campaign that will help many people. My only question is now, it's kind of a catch-22, because now that the name's out there, Angela, are people going to abuse this system? Will you have to change the name ever? Have you thought about that?
Yes. Well, initially, when I put the posters in place, it was supposed to be very discreet. It was just the fact that somebody actually tweeted the poster that Angela became, you know, it went viral, and that was never the intention. But what I would suggest to other bars is, if they want to make it more discreet, to actually change the name on their posters in their bars, maybe to the name of somebody that doesn't work in their bar, so then they know that, you know, it's a code word that everyone recognises. But so far, everyone seems to have just kept with Angela. I think the idea is that people know they can go to the bar. I doubt there's going to be many people that will actually ask for Angela. I imagine they'll just go to the bar and say, I've seen your poster and I need some help.
What a great idea. You have to be proud of yourself. Haley Child, Sexual Violence and Abuse Strategy Coordinator for Lincolnshire. I just wanted to meet you and congratulate you and pass this along. Hashtag No More. It's the Hashtag No More campaign. And if people want to find out more information, and maybe there is someone listening now who's has some kind of organization that wants you to hook up with them, how do they get in touch with you?
They can email me at my email address is actually on my Twitter account as well, but it's Hayley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, .child, C-H-I-L-D, no S on the end, at lincolnshire.gov.co.uk.
Okay, and you're also on Twitter, and yes, that's what I was going to say. Ask for Angela. I just wanted to tell you, I didn't know what POF was, and I had to look that up.
I still don't. What is POF?
Could you tell
Plenty
us?
Of fish.
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish.
It's another app?
Oh.
It's another dating website, yeah.
And is it for mermaids, or who is that for?
It doesn't sound like that.
I read it at the very beginning, and it's been bothering me the whole time. I wrote POF, POF, and I didn't have time to look it up while we were talking to you. So you
know.
Can tell I'm old and married, and so is Bill.
Yeah.
Well, great job, Haley Child. Really, this is something that I really think is going to help a lot of people, and I hope we can get it to use in our country as well as yours.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Haley. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.